You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, Billy, generate names for us.
Ooh, what are we doing today?
Today we're doing a Halloween candy draft. Very spooky Halloween candy draft. We're each going to draft. How many candies are we each drafting? 3, 4, 5?
We haven't done that, 10? Actually. We don't know.
Mm.
Should we use a randomizer
to determine how many?
I think five. I think five we can get to some deep cuts.
I think four.
Five is a lot.
Scoundrel.
You three.
Son of a mutter.
So there's seven of us. If we each do four, we'll get 28 candies total.
Okay. Right.
28 is kind of a lot.
That's a good first round.
That's a lot of candy.
He's like, I'm standing by five.
Can we do four, but subject to change, depending on how it goes?
We'll do four, subject to change.
And also, if our big boards have enough left to each sustain one more pick.
Okay.
Because I think I might.
Now, Tony, before the show, says he has five candies written down and that there's no shot that anyone will take any of them, so that's his entire big board. It's a terrible strategy. I mean, there's just no way we can go get this whole draft.
I want on my board and then that's it.
I mean, it's,
I guarantee you if you're last in the draft order, all five will be gone by the time you go.
We need to see Billy not cheat on the randomizer. Wow.
So are there any compensatory picks in this draft or we're just going straight forward draft?
Trade?
Yeah, what if I want to trade?
No trades.
No trades?
Snake? Are we doing snake or are we doing...
I have consumed a lot of the Halloween candy that Hildy has set up for us. Do you think maybe I can get it compensatory or...
Cheating.
No. I'm asking for a friend, what does compensatory mean? I know what it means.
I'm with you. Yeah. For a friend.
For Chris.
All right.
You know, like Cody, if there was a former trade or whatever, throw in a draft.
There's a free agent signing. You let one of your candies go in last offseason for a big money contract. Okay. Then you get a compensatory pick, usually at the end of round two.
No compensatory picks.
Sprinkle on the trade.
Snake draft, though?
Yeah, snake.
Okay.
Oh, so then if you're going at the end, then you got a nice little double pick there.
Huh. In the realm of fantasy, we could have done an auction. Maybe we go to the highest bidder and start with a budget.
That wouldn't be difficult or anything.
Do you want to do that?
I do, yeah, actually.
What do you want our budget to be? Right, what do you want our budget to be?
If we're each getting four candies, we each get $50.
$50.
Really?
Really?
$50.
This will take forever.
We'll be here till next week.
Yeah. Oh, by the
way, Billy Rand.
Welcome to Mystery Crate, by the way.
Wow.
No. Roy never gets it.
Too early. You know what? Fair enough. Let's keep going.
Billy, right, randomize it.
Okay, so there's eight slots here. There's seven of us. I'll put in the seven names.
No, I don't like that.
Share your screen with us.
Yeah.
Share the screen.
Yeah.
It has been generated.
Oh, my God. Randomize it.
He's thinking of the names right now.
All right, so the first pick. No, I'll read it to you. The first pick. Chris Cody.
Whoa. Wow. Can we set the criteria?
Bullshit.
I don't like this randomizer. Can I do it again? Because I'm the last pick.
No. Hold it down on my paper, man.
All right.
Billy.
Can we set the criteria for what we're drafting? Are we drafting the best
candy.
Halloween candy? Are we drafting our favorite Halloween candy? Or are we drafting what we believe the general populace thinks to be?
No.
Just drafting four candy.
The most
just
candy.
Halloween
candy. I think we should do this like, this is the only candy you can eat for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want. I have my
it's
own strategy
It's just a Halloween
here.
Candy draft. It can be your favorites. It can be the best. Those are probably similar things to you.
Mm. Right.
But it's just a Halloween candy draft.
But if I want to yell at people for their picks... If they're just picking the candy that they like, how can I yell at you
think
for liking
the
candy?
Well, Think about the stakes.
Do you know what we do?
If these are the candies you can only eat for the rest of your life. Mm. Think about the stakes.
We each want to have the best collection of candy when we finish.
Yeah,
that's
whatever
criteria.
You determine that to be.
Because we're going
to
put all the teams out and let people vote, right?
Exactly.
I assume.
Right.
So, all right.
Correct.
So.
I'm sure.
You're in charge of that, Bill?
It's actually a great idea. Colin.
Yeah.
Also, one more clarification before we go.
What?
Is, for example,
this guy.
Do I need to take like subsets of Skittles, or do all like once I take Skittles, I get all?
You can
of
do
them.
Different flavors.
That's a good question.
Sour
good
and question. Tropical are question. Different.
Exactly. Okay.
Just like Reese's trees and Reese's pumpkins
yes.
okay. are different.
Agreed.
Okay, so I'm taking a specific kind. Let's say if I go for Skittles, I got to be it's got to be the sour ones.
If you say
the
Skittles,
tropical ones or the regular
the
ones.
The very
bang
ones.
Bang average
correct.
Skittles.
Definitely doing four rounds only.
Yes. Okay.
Chris, we're not going to get through one.
Yes.
One of the things we have to establish the rules.
Do you see why the Fantasy Football League drives me crazy?
Don't start on the Fantasy Football League.
Shit,
Billy,
I'm
finish telling us the
that.
Draft order, please. We started
Speaking
with...
Speaking of fan it up, I'd like to make a public apology to everybody. I was suspended from the Mystery Crate. And,
you were? You're on the next one. Is it a delayed suspension?
It was a compensatory suspension.
Okay, Billy, read us the draft order and then send us a picture of it.
No, you shouldn't tell us the draft order. You should reveal it one by one. So we know Chris is going first.
It's like the lottery?
And then after, yes, exactly. And then after that, we'll know the order. So Chris, to go for do you have a sound, by the way?
Yeah, we need a sound.
Oh my God, let's just get
a sound.
Candy.
Get a sound of some sort.
All right, I got you.
All right, here we go.
Can we hear the sound?
With the first overall pick.
Oh, not yet.
Hold on.
I'm nervous!
In the 2021 Mystery Crate Candy Draft, Chris Cody selects...
Reese's Pieces.
Wow.
Damn it!
Okay.
Ooh.
Good pick.
Ooh.
Good pick.
Bust.
You got to go with best available there.
Do we have like a Mel Kiper situation going? Can
Bust.
We get somebody like analyzing the picks?
Bust.
That's a good pick, Cody. Damn it.
Lewis gave it two thumbs down.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It is definitely a missionary position pick. It's very
what?
It is very boring.
But it's
very boring.
It's very boring.
No,
but at
that's
least
a plain
mean,
it's just like, you know, is there like have you ever had a spectacular Reese's Pieces?
No.
It's just kind of it's okay.
They're all
it's a 7
so you're going to go crazy wacky with your first overall pick. We're going best available, baby.
This guy just got
the last person I expected to do that.
Yeah, well. Oh, okay.
Is anyone keeping track of this?
Cuz
how are we going to put it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, the second pick. Hold on, I moved windows here.
Glad we didn't get all the picks at once, and then we're doing this Witty's way.
Yeah.
The second pick is Witty.
Oh, boy.
Damn it.
The old sex maniac over there.
Let's see some... Let's go. Give us some doggy style, Witty.
Oh! No!
Jesus.
You dog.
Let's get crazy.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna throw
Not that easy, huh?
It's not. All right.
Snickers.
I've got mine.
Hey, be careful.
Slow down over there.
Yeah. The second pick.
Watch yourself.
In the Halloween candy draft. I've selected Tootsie Roll.
Ew.
That's a pick.
Okay.
Tootsie Rolls are
I like Tootsie Rolls.
Here's my explanation.
Oh, great.
Who cares? Next pick.
Who's next?
All right, the third pick in the draft is Jessica.
You. Yes!
Wow. God damn it.
Yes!
Oh, shoot. Okay, I don't know who to pick first.
Wow. Okay. Oh, okay. So excited to pick it. You don't
okay.
know.
What Actually, that's board? A lie. I do know.
On the clock.
My first overall pick in the 2021 Halloween Candy Mystery Crate Draft is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah. Wow.
Original ones now, right?
That's I can't believe it fell to three.
I agree. That's a great pick.
Just the original cup.
Yes. Just the original.
Incredible.
No shapes, no eggs, no
just
trees, no
just
pumpkins.
The
just the cup.
The PCs are a cleaner eat, though. That's
just
why I go PCs over
I love
the
PCs.
Cup.
Chris, PCs is a great
eat.
Pick. I'm not going to debate PCs versus
not
cups.
Not number one.
Good job, Chris.
I have to be honest. I do not have recollection of having a Reese's peanut butter cup before.
You all right, next
don't make this about you, Tootsie Roll. All right,
I forgot about the fact that you never ate like chocolate candy. Your picks are gonna be odd.
Mm-hmm. I've never had. I don't think I've ever had a Reese's peanut butter cup before.
Tootsie Rolls.
Why'd you take Tootsie Roll?
It's a good candy.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
It's
is it even
one
chocolate?
Of the four candies he's
it's
tried.
Trying to devour them.
I don't know if it's chocolate though.
It's fake chocolate.
It's fake chocolate.
It is fake chocolate.
Yeah.
Tootsie Rolls are gross.
Moving on.
All right, Tony's next.
Wow, number four. Okay.
It's
ridiculous, man. This is easy, and I don't even have to think twice about it. My first pick is Twix.
Nice.
I love how you had Twix as something that no one else could possibly pick.
Did anybody?
Yeah.
Pick
I'm just saying though. Like,
did anybody pick it?
Yeah, I mean, but which one?
Thank you.
I
got my first pick.
I
got my first pick.
I almost picked Twix.
Cornerstone. You didn't though.
But it's number Tony, two on my big board.
Tony, do you feel like your big board is adequately distributed for to be able to survive four rounds?
Yeah,
like
we'll
find out. There's enough of a controversial pick in there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, he's also doing this thing where no matter what he picks, he's going to say it was his four picks.
That's why
so
I want to see.
Matter.
I wish there was a way to verify this.
Take a picture of it now.
Take a picture of it, Tony, with your phone.
I mean, it fits on an index card. So.
Fits on an index.
Just show. In the meantime, Billy, take a picture of the draft randomizer order.
I have it right here.
Hurry up, man. Let's go.
All right, who's next?
A lot of glare on that screen.
All right, the next pick goes to Juju.
Ooh.
Juju.
Ding, 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 ding.
Got that down.
All righty. First off, we got the Isley Brothers coming out to present our picks and all
that. Wow. Oh, picks already? First round.
Ronald, come on out.
First round. Yes, sir. But we're going to go ahead and take the 1,000-yard rusher from Alabama, the Snicker Bar.
Wow. Powerhouse.
Good pick.
I thought you were going to say 100 grand bar because you said 1,000.
Hey, you know what? You need to stop talking.
Okay.
Is that missionary too, Witty?
There's tampering going on.
Witty's never had a Snickers, Cody.
Didn't I have one recently on the show? Like, didn't we do that on Mystery Crate?
I feel like I had one.
Wow.
You don't remember?
Is there a Snickers bar somewhere?
Look at Tony mansplaining how to draft.
No. Jeez. I'm saying I don't need you to be talking about other players.
Was not mansplaining.
I'm just saying that.
We're bros.
Exactly. Thank you.
Why do you come to his defense on mansplaining?
Because it wasn't mansplaining.
He's my bro.
I was just making sure that she wasn't talking about other players in the draft.
Who's next, Billy?
All right, next. It just says team 8 because this was an 8-person thing and then we only had 7.
Okay.
So we'll just move on to the pick after that. And that's Roy.
Boy.
All right, I'm going with Skittles.
Wow.
Original.
Skittles?
Original?
Oh my God.
No pageantry, no the sixth pick in the draft.
No, just original. Right. Original Skittles.
Wow, Roy, you're competing for the first pick in next year's draft with that one.
That one.
We all
you
are.
You don't like regular old Skittles, Billy?
It's a random one.
No.
I like them, but they give me headaches.
More than
most candies. If I have an entire pack of Skittles in one sitting, I have a headache for 4 hours.
When they sold Mars bars in America, that gave me headaches for some reason.
You know what gives me nauseating headaches? A bubble gum, like double bubble.
Double bubble
fucks me up, man. I hate double bubble.
Bubblicious does that to you.
What is happening?
Bazooka.
I know what happened here, guys. You guys missed it.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Double bubble fucks me up. Like, Witty's never done a drug in his life, but the double bubble is what gets him.
Yeah.
You can barely handle
gum.
Billy, I'm on to you.
Speaking of which,
I'm
Billy,
screaming.
Your pick.
Yeah, your pick. Your pick.
Two picks,
I'm
right?
I'm on to you because he's
two picks
snake.
For Billy, right?
Two picks for doing
the
snake.
He's double around the corner. But he sold it as if he didn't want this.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Okay, sure.
You want to trade Twix for my pick now?
No.
Oh, well.
He's only got 4 candies left, maybe.
May I interest you in someone called...
Juju, already making trades. He's already making trades.
I'll trade you for this pick,
you're
going to
trade your 4th-round pick for Billy's first.
Juju's going to trade me licorice for my first-round pick.
We're going to have to veto it. We're going to have to get involved.
I was about to offer you T. Higgins.
Billy, what's your pick?
Oh, man. All right. I'm going to have to go with Snickers.
Martin was also a prop comic, sir.
Wait, you picked that already?
Witty took it.
No, I took it.
Juju took it.
1,000-yard rush out of
and
Alabama.
And for that, there's some kind of fine. Yeah. That's at least $3.
It might be a voided pick.
Yeah, it's my turn now.
Yeah.
And I removed it from my list. Okay, I'm going to take Kit Kat.
All right.
Which one? Anything from Japan?
Plain old Kit Kat or the one that tastes
original.
Like green tea?
Original.
Oh, wow. That's a good question. Original. Right.
Your next pick. Yeah. Now,
okay, I'm down to 3 candies.
Wow.
I said, did you have them evenly distributed by order of controversy?
At least he has 3 left. I thought it was going to be all gone.
Tony, you implied that your candies were like deep cuts that no one would think of. And
the only person
it legit could have been 1-2.
Yeah.
The only person that I was fearing was Billy. And I was thinking that he was maybe going to go a different direction.
What?
Because Billy's a Kit Kat guy.
We're on the same page.
Everyone loves Kit Kat.
No, not like Billy and I.
So, okay. Yeah, he zigged instead of zagging.
But Tony, I'm gonna chat you a workaround that I think is even better than my pick.
Stop it!
We're talking trades here.
It's enough with the chicanery. It's enough.
We're talking trades here.
Billy, what's your second pick?
Computer, by the way, Billy.
My next pick: Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh, wow. Good shout. Good shout. Yeah.
Classic, right?
First sour candy off the board.
Classic.
Yeah, I wanted to change things up a bit.
Do you feel like the Sour Patch
well-rounded team?
Like it doesn't. Like live up to the flavors that it says that it are. There's just like it's a hint off Sour Patch Kids.
Just colors.
The lime ones are definitely lime. The lemon ones are definitely lemon.
The orange ones for me are just kind of like, what is this flavor? The orange and the red ones, like I don't know what this is.
Sour Patch Kids. They're great for like a handful, and then I'm like done with them. That's the only problem with Sour Patch.
You go to the movie theater, you get like a giant bag. It's like I can't eat all this. And then like you're like crumbling it up, putting it in your shorts. Like, when am I going to eat this?
It's a heavy hitter for
terrible
sure. It's
for your tongue.
But the Halloween candy ones are small enough. That's exactly what you're saying, right? Yeah. A little small, a little dose of Sour Patch Kids on Halloween.
All right, I'm going with Starbursts.
Oh, wait a sec.
Wow.
I mean, Roy is completely blowing through the pageantry of a draft. Yeah. If we all did it Roy's way, this would be done in 16 minutes.
I got a meeting.
Not a big chocolate guy, Roy.
Roy has a meeting soon, so he's just like, I got to get out of here.
Roy going with the sweet for the
double
first
candy.
Two
yeah, double yeah. candy.
All right, Juju, you're next.
Okay, for this pick, we got Mike Golick coming out. Mike Golick Senior.
Wow.
I'll see you, brother. Salute with your Eagles hat and your Eagles jersey.
Uh-huh.
I got your back.
Definitely not a Dolphins jersey.
For our next pick, also from Alabama, the wide receiver, Julio Jones. We're gonna go with Peanut M&Ms.
Oh, wow.
How does it feel, Billy? How does it feel?
Oh, the best of the M&Ms.
Damn, I had that on my big board.
M&Ms, not for me.
That's also not.
Of course, I mean, jeez.
Wow,
that's like a good. Way that's like a running back that goes in the first round that you don't want on your team. That's like I'm real happy with that pick.
Yeah, I knew
it was gonna get picked, but I didn't really want it on my roster.
You didn't want him, and now he's really good.
Nah, my first running back was Snickers. So
yeah, no,
it's
strong.
Like,
the team is looking.
I'm Alabama. At least
like Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know he's going early, but you're pleased when someone else takes him.
Right. Who's that?
Although I took him in our league. So.
Tony Tenday. Tony two candy, more like.
Yeah, guys, here it is. Really easy and playing.
Let's hear this deep cut.
It's not a deep cut. It's an OG cut. OG M&M.
You got scared there.
That's terrible.
M&M's got taken, so you're like, I got to go now.
It's next, it's next on my board.
You were going to go, fourth round with them, but you were like, you know what? I got to go now.
So bad.
Are we on a run of M&M's? Is the M&M minis going to go next?
No M&M run. M&M
stay
pretzels?
Out of this, Billy.
Oh, wait, I'm next. Oh, shoot. I don't know what
Tony,
to
check the chat.
Stop it.
Okay, there are two that I'm...
Who's the host on this meeting?
Jess's big board's like color-coded.
Whoever's the host on the meeting, I believe...
I sent it to Dan.
One of the things that most people don't know about Zoom is that the host of the meeting does get a transcript of the chat. All contributions to all people, including private messages.
Huh.
Who would know that?
Dangerous game.
I read an article about this once.
I feel like, scary text.
I read an article about this once, and I'm saying we might have to, you know, check the logs here just to make sure that...
We might have to start behaving better during the show.
No chicanery is taking place. Yeah.
Okay, for my
feeling
second...
very seen right now, these private chats.
Naked for everybody to see.
My second pick in the 2021 Mystery Crate Halloween Candy Draft is Butterfingers.
Ooh, good pick.
Oh, never had a Butterfinger.
Board,
messy bite.
You've never had anything, dude.
It's a messy bite.
Yeah, a lot of
nobody
breakage.
Better lay a finger on my Butterfinger. Mm-hmm.
This is fascinating compared, like, if you consider what it is that Witty's initial comment on here was, it threw everybody back, and then he's followed up with, I haven't had any of that for pretty much every candy.
Just not a chocolate candy
guy.
He's
only had Tootsie. Next, he's going to pick Werther's Originals.
He's
an old man.
Yeah.
That is such a good shout. Lewis over here just pointed out, you picking M&Ms was a panic tight end pick.
It was just a panic pick.
You didn't know. You were on the board.
And check my big board.
Do you want to come see my big board?
It seems like a small board more than a big board.
But you said you lost one. Remember, you were like, damn, I'm now down to three. I feel like M&M's is the one you added.
It was Kit Kat. No, watch, look.
But you had to add something.
You're blocking them out.
It's still a panic pick. Even if it's on the list, still a panic pick.
How? If it's my third look. My one through
three. All right, Woody, your turn.
Kit Kat, Twix, M&M.
With the 13th pick.
Oh, wow. Oh, God.
In the Halloween candy draft.
Not a
pick. I have selected... Airheads.
What?
So you claim all of them, not a specific color. You claim all
Airheads. I really love a cherry Airhead.
No, oh, it's just Airheads.
Cherry Airhead's good.
The mystery flavor is good, too.
You are a murderer.
Yeah, but I can't select. Like, Airheads are off the board now.
Right, correct.
Like, no one else can take Airheads. Off the board, Airheads.
Yeah. Juju,
no.
what's your preferred Airhead?
Mine? I like the white one.
The white one's
mystery.
Good.
Mystery flavor is good.
Yeah, the mystery crate. Yeah, welcome to mystery crate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hey, good. The, we can all agree, though, blue raspberry shite, right?
No, I like blue raspberry
shite.
What the hell is the matter with you, man?
I like blue raspberry.
Awful.
Get out of here.
Orange is the worst,
eat chocolate.
I think.
That's fair. That's fair. Orange is like, this is the most plastic kind of taste that a candy could have.
Orange is like my favorite flavor in most candies,
yes,
though.
Yes, I agree.
Orange
I agree.
Not Airheads.
Orange Airheads, it's like, this is orange number 791 that they grab from a flavor rack.
Right,
it doesn't,
yeah.
doesn't taste like orange.
Or at least a dye, yeah.
Cherry one, though, delightful.
Nah.
Flack.
Watermelon's pretty good.
You guys do the thing where you, like, go back and forth and you get it, like, all into, like, one little corner of the package and then you, like, it's like a giant little ball.
Yeah, roll it up.
Delicious.
I roll it up.
Yes. I used to like bruise my fingers from when it used to be like,
yeah, because you go back and forth and it hits it.
Yes.
Yeah. See, we're the same.
Come on, Billy.
Hey, man.
Stay away from my picture.
Juju, you do this with us?
Absolutely.
Chris Cody.
All right, so I'm up.
Juju,
you got
Juju, I just had a good idea, and maybe we can try this together the next time we're all in the same place. What if we get like the white Airhead and the red Airhead, and we put them next to each other, and we just like spin them around, and then we have a combo Airhead.
Like a Miami Vice Airhead.
We can do this. We can do this at Menos Miami.
Blue raspberry.
Elon Musk, look out.
Holy shit. Bubble. We're going to space.
Yeah. Exactly.
After.
That sounds fire.
11.
All right. So I'm closing out round two here?
Yeah, you got two coming up here.
Ooh, all right, I'm going to select the candy that brought us the age-old question. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Excellent.
Taking a Tootsie Pop.
Wow.
Nice. Mm. First lollipop. No, first lollipop off the board. First and I feel like that's good value.
Hmm. You know how it'd be like during the draft when Mel Kiper and Todd McShay disagreed that this pick was kind of ridiculous. Where did this come from?
Wow.
That was that fucking pick. Tootsie Roll Pop.
Delicious.
Sir, are a joker.
I just needed to lock it up.
Right.
I didn't want it to get stolen from me. I probably
who's going
to
steal that
a little early,
you?
Probably a little early, but I just wanted it on my roster.
Steal that from you.
Lewis says Panic. That's Brandon Ayuk in the late third.
Oh, he would know.
Oh, boy. All right, we got another one.
He also says that.
I mean, he has him. Like
also,
me.
He said that blow pop is the superior pop. Do we agree?
Yes.
I'm not a fan of any pop.
Really?
Tootsie pop.
I just don't want the bubble gum in that blow pop. Like,
too much
sugar.
I'd rather have
teeth.
The Tootsie Roll.
Gives you a headache, right?
No. Just doesn't. It tastes good for like one bite, and then all of a sudden the gum has no flavor.
Exactly.
Mm. It's like fruit stripe.
I don't have the patience to eat
it's
one
like
of those.
It's like rubber. I'm chewing rubber. Why?
Too much.
Should we do a gum draft at some point?
I want to work for my candy.
I guess so, yeah.
I like Iggy Pop.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good pop.
All right.
First of round three.
First all pick right, in the third round. Who was it that took Sour Patch?
Billy.
No. It was me, yeah.
You made me very nervous there, but I'm going to take Sour Patch Watermelon.
Just the watermelon one.
Right.
No, I don't think anyone was coming in for that.
Okay.
I think
another bad pick.
This is what the
pick.
Las Vegas Raiders have done in the draft for the last 2 years. Draft a guy who wasn't even on the board for the first round.
Him. Okay.
Agree to disagree.
Clone Feral pick.
Oh, boy.
Well, Witty, you're up. Let's see what...
It's not even on the master list that everybody's looking at. You could have gotten that
that's
late.
That's precisely. I think he wanted to go off the board.
Wait, can we talk about
that's
the master
a free agent
list
signing.
I sent
you just
around
drafted Mohamed Sanu in the first round.
I sent around a list of 100 candies to everyone last night to get all of our brains working for this draft. Because we were really excited for this draft. It got pushed off a couple weeks. We were really looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Witty came in here and criticized my list right before we started, because it didn't have sour Skittles on it. I have 100 candies on this list, and it still wasn't good enough.
Well, I'm using it, Jessica.
I appreciate the effort.
Never
I do appreciate the effort.
I appreciate the effort,
not my
effort
big
to
board,
my
but,
sister.
You know.
No, you're big.
I mean, congratulations
not my
on copying
board.
And pasting
thank you,
a candy
thank you,
from the website.
Oh.
Jeez, wow. A bunch of dum-dum pops in here.
Thanks, bro.
I see what you did there.
What'd you go to candies.com, just copy and paste?
Yep.
I mean...
No one else
you
did it, though.
It.
Thanks for the 2 minutes of work. We couldn't have done that before the draft.
Jesus.
Why are you so irritable right now?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Who comes on the
go
mystery crate
roll,
and
buddy.
Goes off like that? Calm down.
Man.
Thank you, Smitty.
Ant's
working environment is.
Thank you, Smitty.
Good Lord.
Oh, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
It's your turn. We're waiting for you over
here. Timer's over. So I have not yet taken sour Skittles, and I really want to because I love sour Skittles. But I think this draft is bigger than what I like. Okay, it's bigger. This is not the personal preference draft. This is the Halloween candy draft.
Okay.
So for me,
doing it on my personal preference
with the
me too.
Quick math here, 16th pick. So this Halloween candy draft, I have taken. Boy. Now and laters.
Oh my god.
Starburst, so that's trolling the chewy candy over here.
Absolutely right. Love Now and Laters. As a matter of fact,
don't like it when I was doing working, a personal preference trend.
When I was working,
even though he said he was
you like the hoodest candies out, and you got the fanciest lad. That shit crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
I got Now and Laters for the studio at $7.90 the ticket when I was working there, and it was like a tub of like a 5-pound tub of
because
Now and
nobody's
Laters.
Nobody's eating that.
Yeah. No, au contraire.
Except for
because
you.
It was gone in 3 weeks, and I must have had like maybe 10 of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the board ops at $7.90 the ticket love them some Now and Laters.
Mm.
Huh. Fascinating story.
Wow. I guess it's shit on Witty Day. Shitty day.
You got murked.
Murked. What is this, 2007? Murked.
It was a good call, Billy.
I said that when I played Halo 1 on Xbox. Murked.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
A lot of my big board has been taken already.
It's a sad big
M&M, board. Peanut M&Ms are gone. Twix are gone. But I do have some left. So this with the next pick, with my third pick
I'm
in
nervous,
the 2021
Juju.
Mystery Crate Halloween Candy Draft, I'm taking Hershey's Cookie and Cream Bar.
That's a great call. That's a great call. Damn, I have to scratch it off my board. That's excellent pick.
I'm good.
That's excellent. A sleeper. That is a sleeper.
Sleeper.
I would say best wrapper for a Halloween candy.
All white and silver?
Yeah, just,
it's a crisp look.
Stands out in
reminds
your.
Reminds you of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory's Golden Ticket vibe.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got one.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't believe it was available to me in the third round. I almost took it in the second.
Right. Mm.
I think my list might be the best so far.
Head play. How do you play?
Tony 10-day. Tony 2-candy.
Yeah, 10-day. It's your turn.
Tony 2-candy.
I've got a bunch of good ones that I want to go to here.
You only had four on the list. So
well, no, it's down to one now.
Well, no, it's not down to one. I had scribbled in a couple more.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm going between two that are very similar in nature, but different flavorings. Okay,
let's vote on which one you should take.
One or two?
Nah, go with
two. Two.
Two. Hold on, what
you got?
Go with two.
You obviously gave one of them the number one, so you
right.
felt strong.
One is on top of the other.
Right.
Go with two.
Big board, yeah.
Two.
It's bigger than that.
All right, with the, what is this, my third selection. Team Tony's going to go
What number
with,
overall in the draft?
19? Is that where we're at?
Yes.
Doesn't matter. 22?
18, right?
It doesn't matter.
I'm going with my third selection is Nerds. No. Hold up. There was a lot of laughing here. Nerds Rope.
I thought Woody would have taken that one.
Was that one or two on
that
your
was
list?
Two. That was two.
No. Wow, what was one?
I can't say it because I might pick it
next. Don't say yet.
Yeah. Yeah, Nerds. No, Nerds Rope.
I'm laughing at Woody, bro.
Me too.
He is mad as fuck.
He's chirpy.
Woody is mad as me last week.
Glaring omission.
He's just keeping it together.
He's going to kill someone.
I'm scared. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
so wait, Tony, what did you take?
So Nerds Rope?
Nerds
Rope doesn't get mocked.
No, Nerds Regular, way better than Nerds Rope.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
Sour Patch Watermelon is so much better than Nerds Rope.
What are you?
And I was
nerds,
mocked.
Nerds Rope.
And you should be.
You were a mock.
Whatever. Get
nerds Rope, an individual nerd can break off. And those, you have, like, you know, shards of nerds.
No,
nerds.
They're doing us favors with these horrible picks, Juju.
Nerds Rope.
I mean, my God.
Exactly.
Well, it was Billy's pick. He picked two. I would have said one.
Well, why didn't you pick one? You're the one drafting.
Because you said two. We were doing a vote and you said two.
What do you care what I picked?
Dang, 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 dang. Dang, dang, dang.
Hold on. I like a trade.
The pick is in.
A trade is in.
You already picked.
No, it's my trade. It's my pick right now.
All right.
No one wants your shitty Nerds Rope.
Exactly. You don't have nothing on your team.
Right.
Made me want to even budge right now.
Mm-hmm.
This pick is being presented by, we got Marvin Bagley Jr. the third. He ain't
playing. Wow.
Marvin Bagley Jr. You know the third.
MB.
The third.
Marvin Bagley
Jr. Jr. He ain't playing for the Kings right now, but he presented this pick.
Right.
With this, my third pick, we're going to take quarterback. Bit bag, Jolly Ranchers. All the
wow.
Thumbs I like down. It. It's a good pick.
Thumbs down. Jolly Rancher's not good.
I don't like.
What?
I don't like him either.
Whoa.
Wow.
Not good.
Wow. I don't like him.
I don't like. I don't like the way they stick to the wrapper. Yeah. But once you look past that, they're a great candy.
Nah, get in your teeth. Not good.
Well, you don't bite them,
but you
get in your teeth. What stick. Kind of Jolly Ranchers you be eating?
You're a biter.
All the Jolly Ranchers.
You're a biter.
You don't really be eating them.
Be solid.
Yeah.
I still can't believe Reese's Pieces were the first overall pick. It's not a bad one, but
Juju.
I just didn't
bad
expect
pick overall.
It.
Juju, what's your preference of the Jolly Ranchers?
The sour apple green.
Excellent.
Yes, strong.
Excellent.
Strong.
Yes,
great shout. Watermelon's pretty good.
Watermelon's you, excellent as well.
Yeah.
Good shout. Good shout.
All right, I'm going with Jelly Belly.
Damn.
Wow. Roy does not waste any time.
No time for pomp and circumstance.
Jelly Belly. Jelly Bean.
No, okay, now that's a very broad category. I'm going to need your top five Jelly Bellies.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, unfortunately, since it's Halloween, sometimes you have the trick-or-treat packs.
The vomit ones.
Yeah.
Those are exciting.
We're going to avoid that. No.
Billy, I know you had a couple of those. The grass
when
flavor.
When you go to Animal Kingdom, that little area outside, I forget which ride it is, and there's like all the Jelly Bellies in the world, what do you make the beeline to first?
I like butter popcorn. That's pretty good.
Ooh.
Ooh, I was actually going to suggest that.
Yeah. Watermelon's good. I like orange. I think peach is good. And
I never understood beeline.
The beeline?
Yeah, it should be an eye line. I think we've done this before, this topic.
Or an L line.
We can't possibly be L-line. In reruns on beeline, can we?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess a lowercase L would
lowercase
be the most
L
efficient
like the
line to take.
Right.
Or lowercase I.
Yeah, but then you got to
charge
hop.
Up.
You
get
a
and then you, no, yeah. You get the juice like.
You run up and then you get a little jump?
Yeah.
Like Pikachu. Yeah, like Pikachu. Right. Across.
Or a Z line if you want to juke some people out.
Ooh. Ooh. Leave some ankles on the floor.
All right, next week let's draft lines.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. All right. Good. Billy, you got two coming up.
Straight line.
I do. So I thought you were still telling about your jelly beans.
I think I'm down. But you
these
go
are
ahead.
Your last two picks, Billy.
Zip line.
I know. This is big.
Kind of sad.
I don't think I was ready. Maybe I'll trade one of the picks, Tony.
I'm saying Nerds Rope is there.
No trade.
By the way, beeline is not the letter B and then line. It is the animal or the insect B line.
B line. But they kind of like buzz around.
Well, now I'm more confused.
They're not efficient.
No.
Yeah, no. Inefficient animal.
Yeah.
But it does make more sense than walking in the letter B line.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, there's so much pressure knowing that these are the last two picks.
But you get to make two, so you don't have to, like, you know, narrow it down
it
to
could
one.
Be,
I know.
Could have another pick, too.
The phrase derives from the behavior of bees. When a forager bee finds a source of nectar, it returns to the hive and communicates its location to the other bees using a display called the waggle dance.
Ah, the waggle dance.
Enough time.
I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm going to talk this out with you guys.
Okay.
I was thinking gummy bears because they're classic and everybody loves gummy bears, right?
But
I just took Sour Patch Kids, which is similar presentation.
Chewy, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't think there's enough overlap there. I think if you want both, you should go for both.
What do you think, Juju?
I think you should go totally different than the gummy bears, bro. Like, think outside of the box.
I agree with
Reese's Pumpkins. Reese's Pumpkins.
Oh!
I don't even know what those are.
Reese's the shape of pumpkin.
Reese's pumpkin.
Tis the season. Tis the season.
Tis the season. Reason for the season.
Shaped as a pumpkin.
Damn.
There was no added pumpkin flavor.
Woody, which candies have you tried?
I've never seen a Reese's pumpkin before.
Have you ever been to a Walgreens in the
Yeah, have you ever been to a store?
Oh, a checkout line.
We'd be eating them candies that look like they'd be wrapped up like strawberries.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Grandma's house. Grandma Rocher? Your grandma knows. Your grandma's house always has these candies.
Sneaky good.
Good shout.
The one with the hazelnut.
Billy, did you pick?
He needs one more.
I have one more. Now we're coming back around. This is the start of round four.
Mm. With the 22nd pick, the Halloween candy draft.
Very important.
Billy Gill selects.
It might not be your last one. It might not be.
I want to trade down, Tony.
Okay.
No.
What do you have? What do you have?
No, we can just trade spots.
Well, what do you?
No, you got to give him some compensation.
Yeah, compensatory picks. Now.
Okay, I'll give you Nerd's Rope plus my spot to move up.
No. No,
we're not doing trades.
Come on, this is too confusing.
What are the other candies?
Nerd's Rope.
No, I just like to remind you guys. You thought that my auction idea was too complicated.
Mm. Yeah,
exactly.
It was too complicated.
Yeah,
it was too
complicated.
I've got Twix and I've got M&M, but I don't really
want
to leave
those.
Those
are still on the board.
No, I don't want any of those. Your picks are horrible.
They're great picks.
The only person making good picks is Juju, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Jolly Ranchers, not a top three draft.
Pretzel M&Ms are on the board. Nestle.
I need a chocolate. Oh no, I just took a chocolate.
Are we doing five rounds?
Milky Way.
No, Milky Way's not good.
Oh, man.
Junior Mints are on the board.
Oh, my God. Who would have that?
That was Sandler.
Junior Mints. Those are
good. That was Sandler. That's trash. What
it
was. Candy Corn's still on the board.
I'm going to go Blow Pops.
Oh, right in the heart.
I didn't see that coming.
The worst pop.
What?
Sorry.
I'm going to go with Heath Bar.
Roy, always quick.
Whoa, hold
up. Didn't Billy have two?
What the fuck?
Heath
Bar.
Did
you say Heath Bar?
That's right, I said it.
Oh, my God.
I said it. And what?
I'm going to pass out.
What are you
going to
do about it?
Roy, you have just broke my TV. What the hell is going on? I have never in my life heard somebody say Heath Bar and be serious. Oh shit, okay, you threw me off. It's my pick too now. I don't even know what I want no more. Holy shit. Oh man.
Was that top of your board? Is that why you're so disoriented? Or?
Nah, I don't know what happened, brother. Heath, that's the funniest thing that happens for the sports weekend, Chris.
Maybe I'm not good at this because I'm looking at my big board and they're all still on there.
Well.
Like only like one thing has been taken off from you guys.
Tony, what was your first pick?
Twix.
Twix. Are you willing to negotiate a trade?
No trades.
Okay, my bad.
Fourth round pick. Come on.
My sister, hey, I'm trying.
The Jimmy Johnson value candy chart does not recommend you making this trade.
Right.
For my last pick, I shall take.
Is anyone making this pick for you?
Oh, absolutely. My
Charlie
bad.
Wilson. Charlie Wilson's making this
Who am
pick.
I?
For you.
I am
Charlie.
So sorry about that. Thank you. For this pick, we got the one and only Gwyneth Paltrow. Come on out.
Wow.
What?
You know what I mean?
What?
You didn't know she was a football fan, but yes, there
Hell
she
yeah.
is.
Huh.
Wow, and you saved her for the fourth round,
wow.
huh?
GP.
You know what I'm saying?
Thanks,
you know
Gwen.
What I'm saying? Me and Gwen go back.
Wow.
Like, car seats and goddamn seatbelts.
She makes the name Gwyneth sound way cooler than it is.
Nah,
Gwyneth, like, nah, I would never thought that was like a 75-year-old woman in a retirement community, but Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow.
Sounds exotic.
Nah.
Goop. Easy on the Gwyneths, man. Shouts out to all the Gwyneths out there.
Goop.
But for this last pick,
Gwyneth,
tell them what we're going to go. We're going to get the Mr. Good Bar.
Wow.
Classic.
Oh, man.
Mr. Wow. Good Bar.
Yikes.
I was hoping Gwyneth was going to give us a candy we had never heard of.
Oh, I mean, because
that's like her thing, right?
I don't think I've ever had a Mr. Good Bar.
Goop. It's like a peanut.
What does it smell like, though?
I don't know. It's like a peanut bar. How come you guys don't jump on Chris when he says?
Well, I think that's a more obscure candy than like Reese's Pieces and
obscure.
Is it Chris envy there?
A little bit.
Crenvy?
A little bit.
Tony Two
Candy. Oh my God!
Wow!
What is happening?
Can we just talk about
that?
Levitar just came in and handed me a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Wow, that was a first round pick.
Wow!
You gotta have one, right?
This is crazy.
Wait, Reese's peanut butter cup was my pick.
Crazy.
He said he never had one though.
Give her one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give her one.
No. What do you?
No.
Split it.
It comes with two.
It's two cups. Yeah. Split it.
Split it.
Split it.
The old pass without touching, too.
Witty, do you know what a Reese's cup is? Full on Reese's.
Wow.
Thank you, Skip. Mr. Skipper.
No. Skip, do you want to pick in the draft?
Trick or treat.
Wow, he's tossing him.
Awesome.
Right here.
And that's why he's the boss.
Hell yeah.
Damn it.
Thanks, Skip. I was hoping he'd throw one at the camera for me.
Upon opening this thing up, I've never had one before.
Our job's better than yours.
All right, Tony.
Wow. Skipper Claws strikes again.
Well, it's trick or treat.
FOMO right now. FOMO.
Me too.
Reese's smells incredible.
I can't believe I picked Reese's Pieces over this.
Yeah, it was so stupid.
And the white stuff on top's not there.
With the first pick of the draft, too.
So fresh.
I knew I had to go something Reese's.
The chocolate is incredibly rich.
It is.
Rich chocolate.
Give it a grade.
But, Witty, I'll tell you this. It is quite often that you get a bad Reese's in there.
That's true.
Something happens. There's often a bad batch that you get, and it's very disappointing.
Right. I will say, the wrapper looked incredibly fresh. These look like high quality Reese's peanut butter cups.
Well, John Skipper gave them
to us. So do you like them?
Of course.
Yeah, this is good. I like it. B plus.
All right, that's good. It's a passing grade.
All right, Tony, you're up.
All right, this is going to be easy. My fourth and final pick.
Hold on. I'm changing my mind. A minus.
Wow.
Really good on the curve?
Wow.
Great on the curve.
No, that was really good.
Wow.
What sexual position is it?
Ooh, yeah.
Definitely name reverse position.
Cowgirl. Oh!
Whoa!
Oh, my God!
It had to be said.
Yeah.
You didn't say it, though.
It had to be said.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I have no idea why I said that.
Yeah.
I mean,
so many regrets.
Right.
Tony, can you make a pick, please?
That's not going to go well for you.
My fourth and final pick. Bunch of Crunch.
Ooh.
Wow. Throwback Thursday over here.
I like
Bunch
that.
Of Crunch.
Bunch of Crunch is candy?
Really like, love the texture.
Popcorn.
Really
popcorn.
Love the texture of a
popcorn.
Bunch of Crunch.
Bunch of Crunch.
That's popcorn.
Oh, no. That's Crunchy Munch. That's Crunchy Munch is popcorn.
Right.
Yeah.
Bunch of Crunch.
Yeah, that's popcorn.
Is Crunch Bar into bite-sized pieces.
Damn.
Was that your number one in the one or two last round?
Wow, no. Do you want, so now we can
now
say.
Now that you're done, you can share it. What was the number one in the one and two?
Those are my four picks right there, right?
Right.
What? Can you just say it? Because no one
I
can see it.
I'm just showing it to you guys. It was circled and there was only so many.
Oh, you're not going to tell
number
anybody?
One was Gummy Worms.
Wow.
Gummy Worms.
Yeah.
But you said two and I went with Nerds Rope, so thanks for
right.
that.
How many picks of yours were taken?
One Kit Kat.
Wow, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you.
Damn.
I still took a couple
Kit Kat?
More.
Oh, I did.
You did.
Did I take Kit Kat?
I mean,
oh,
yeah.
All right, who's next?
Jessica.
I don't want to do this.
Oh, jeez.
I feel uncomfortable.
You forfeit your pick, I guess?
Mm.
Okay. I have a lot left. I don't know where to go with this pick. I think I'm going to...
Look at your current roster. See, do you have a lot of chocolate?
I love
do you have
chocolate. Chocolate's my favorite. I don't like non-chocolate candies.
Same. That's why
I only like chocolate.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I have four great options on my list.
Don't like chocolate.
Hmm.
That are all chocolate. Most of them are things I more associate with Easter. And so this is a Halloween candy draft. So
peeps, very important.
You know, Cadbury eggs, I would pick that if it were Easter time, but it's not.
Right.
Nonpareils, maybe. That's also very Easter.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither. I'm glad we're doing process of elimination during the draft.
Lint truffles, like, you never get that in Easter.
No. Trimbalky goes up to the podium and it's fancy. Like, hey, I was thinking about drafting the running back from Auburn, but I'm going to take the tight end from Oklahoma State.
Did someone take your candy? Why are you so grumpy today?
Me?
No. No.
Witty.
Oh, because he's mad that I called him out for being mad about my list.
Wow.
Gritty.
I'm going to pick Milk Duds.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm going to regret it.
After all
They're
that.
There.
Yeah,
there.
Well, that's not the most regrettable thing you've done in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I just realized that everyone can hear what we're saying in the other room.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I had not even considered that.
Yeah.
How do you think Reese's peanut butter cup just magically showed up in here?
Question. Milk duds? You know the biggest problem I have with them? What's I know no really? One was wondering, but I'll share with you.
Chewy.
They look like little poopies. So sometimes I eat it and I'm like,
That's true.
Never had a milk dud.
Oh my God.
Witty, there's a thousand of them.
Milk duds
right
coming
there.
In here.
Oh, all
right. Right now, he's just. What's happening now is he's just saying candy. He wants to see if Skipper or Dan will bring it into him. Right.
So I think milk duds are a good Halloween candy draft option.
I completely understand your point about
Halloween.
Milk duds.
You eat them once a year.
You eat them once a year. They're a good Halloween candy. I wouldn't eat them any other time of year.
It looks like that. It looks like rabbit poop.
Dribbles.
No, sometimes if you're not digesting properly, you get a bunch of milk duds.
Milk dud?
Go to the doctor.
Right, the back of Tommy head on Mark.
Should I go to the doctor? It seems like.
I know. If your poop looks like milk duds, maybe.
There's a big
get that shit checked out.
It doesn't taste like it, though.
Chris Wittenham, you're up.
I don't know what they're supposed to taste like. Oh, there's caramel in here.
You're going to be chewing that for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's like gum, essentially.
Yeah.
Next 3 hours.
Right. Get ready for a headache.
Yeah.
All right, being left,
gum
being left
is what we said.
Unpicked.
Oh, Chris.
I'm not taking Fun Dip, although I love Fun Dip. Not taking Nerds, although I love Nerds.
Nerds robot.
Not taking Pop Rocks. Pop Rocks.
Not taking Sweet Tarts, but I love Sweet Tarts.
Bottle caps.
Not taking Warheads, although I love an extreme sour.
What are you taking?
Lemon
just
Warhead.
Out of curiosity.
I am taking.
You better take Spearmint Gum.
I'm going.
No gum.
I'm going
gum.
For the controversy here. I'm going for candy corn. My opinion is candy corn is unnecessarily slagged off.
I feel like
it is a very good candy.
You did that just for the reaction. Did you get the reaction you wanted?
I'm not going to give you a reaction.
No, because people hate, like, I want to come to the defense of candy corn.
You'll be the only
people
one.
People say it's terrible. It, like, rank it as
it
the
is.
Worst Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Candy corn is at worst decent.
Bland
and at best
great.
Corn syrup.
Not terrible.
Witty, I don't want vegetables.
I'm with you. You know what? Candy corn's Ryan Tannehill.
So it can get you to the playoffs.
Good with supporting cast around him.
Exactly.
Candy corn is Geno Smith in the rain, goddammit.
Yeah, he did throw an 84-yard touchdown, so there's that.
That's true. Chris Cody, wrap us up, please.
Oh, I was thinking I had two more picks.
No,
we're going.
This is the last pick of the fourth round.
I'm with Chris.
Two more.
We're comp round.
You want to do this one more time?
This draft has been over an hour long already.
No, it hasn't. At worst, it's 45 minutes.
It feels
a little
like
late.
We need a quick lightning comp round. Chris, you go back to back.
All right.
Go quick, though, because I have to talk to a ghost hunter.
I am going to take Reese's Fast Break.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Wow.
And Swedish Fish.
Oh!
Wait, you only get one pick. What are you doing?
He's going lightning on the way back.
We're
going
on
the way back.
Comp round. All right, Woody, you go.
All right, I'll take Warheads.
What? Good pick. I love the taste of the Warhead after you get past the sour.
Oh, shit, I'm next.
It's the best.
Yeah. No, the sour is best.
Too
no.
fast.
It's the best taste in all of candy once you get past the sour.
I'll take Toblerone.
Wow. What are we in an airport?
Oh, that's
needs to get over itself. That. I don't even know what that
game
is.
Pardon me.
Have
you seen Toblerone at anywhere other than duty free at an airport?
I always get them at the airport.
This is a supermarket. You've
but
seen
like, have you ever gotten your trick or treating? Ever gotten Toblerone in your bucket?
I panicked, Witty. Okay, I
panicked.
That's
a panic pick.
Jeez. All right,
wow.
Tony. Pick.
That's my time. That's a fancy lad.
I don't have it right now, Tony.
I'm going Gushers.
Oh,
wow.
Though.
I think that's a snack.
I don't think it's a candy.
It's a candy.
It's a candy.
No, it's a candy.
It's not a candy.
I've gotten in a Halloween basket before.
Because this changes the game.
I think
this changes
a snack.
The game.
I had it on my board. I was maybe going to say
I take fruit by the foot.
See? See, that's...
Oh, it is out of turn. You can find
Tony opened the door here.
It's Juju's turn.
Say it's Juju. My pick.
Not a candy.
Don't do it.
Take Billy's.
Don't do it.
Should have picked Twizzlers.
Take it.
Damn it. Go. I won't do you like that, Billy. I love you. Starburst me. Give me the Starburst.
Oh, no, good play. That's taken
it like the second round. Steve Martin. Okay, well, give me fruit by the foot.
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Yes! Wow.
Snack.
Stabbing him in the back.
Yes!
Just a snack, though.
It's not a snack. It's a candy.
Nerds.
Wow.
Thank you, Roy.
Roy did the whole thing.
Roy is
a
the most efficient.
It's not a lightning round. It's just a round.
Billy, you're up.
All right, I'm going to go fruit roll-ups then.
Okay.
Ooh.
I like it.
All love right. A fruit roll-up.
Thank you for joining us on Mystery Creek. Goodbye.
The playoffs have started in basketball and hockey, and there's really only one way that I can enjoy it. For me, drinking Miller Lite while the action is going on makes the game that much more exciting and that much more delicious. A lot has changed over the years, but one thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. So what do you look for in a light beer? Great taste or less filling? For me, it's great taste and less filling. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right at your door, visit MillerLite.com/crate, C-R-A-T-E. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.